Hallelujah. Well, let's give it up for Jesus this morning. Praise the Lord. It's such an honor to be here with you in Nashville. And we were just really honored when Pastor Jerry invited us. I love Vineyard people. I love Jesus people. But there's just something really amazing about Vineyard pastors, people that I've met that were part of the Vineyard movement with John Wimber. And, you know, it's just a blessing to get to know people that were a part of movements that carry a different flavor. How many of you know what I'm talking about? This is going to be good this morning, but you need to loosen up. You need to slap your neighbor high five. Tell them you're somewhere in the future and you look much better than you do right now. Well, this is cool. It's great to be with you this morning. God's going to do something very special. I believe that. How many of you believe that? You're here by divine appointment. There's a reason you're here. And there's something really powerful that happens when you get anointed people together. It changes the dynamic. It's something that we really need more of this hour. We need more honor in the body of Christ. We need more honor for each other and recognize that there are those that carry a different flavor that adds to the cluster. And when you have anointed people together, it creates an atmosphere, a corporate anointing where it lifts the bar. Anything can happen. We need each other. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Something more powerful happens in the atmosphere when you have faith coming together, people coming together. The limits just break. I just feel that the Lord wants to do something very special through this. And the Lord is providing an invitation for something greater. Something we've been praying into, pressing into. It's going to come through us coming together, acknowledging each other, honoring each other, being able to receive. It's hard to get anointed people together, though. But it's powerful and very effective when it's done. Well, I'm a father this season. That's exciting. The Lord has the perfect timing for things in our lives. Things that we're anticipating for, expecting for. But Issachar came into the world at the right time and season. And we named him Issachar, because that's the name that the Lord gave me. And then my wife said, that's the same name that the Lord gave me. So isn't that cool? How God can speak to your wife and speak to you. I mean, especially with offerings, right? Like the Lord, I know I'm hearing a number and then my wife's hearing a number. I know it's the Lord. You know, we were in a meeting and I there was this amount that I was going to give. I really felt the Lord wanted me to give this amount. And I leaned over to Amy and I said, I feel like the Lord is telling me to give this. She said, that's what the Lord told me. That's what we're going to do. How many know that tremendous breakthrough can come through giving? It's not about our amount, but it's about our obedience. I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. I don't know. I'm going to share some stories with you. Share a little bit with you about my journey. And hope that it blesses you and encourages you. You know, the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How many sons and daughters in the room? Come on. You know what? God wants to lead us by the wind of His Spirit. We get really good at trying to figure things out and trying to do it our way, but God wants to lead us by His Spirit to provide that breakthrough that we're desiring. I don't believe that anything is put in the Word of God by accident. I believe it was on purpose that Paul wrote, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Sons are more mature than children. So when we're sons, there's that maturity to be led by the Lord, to be obedient to God in every season, whatever He tells us to do. Moving in the gifts of the Spirit has everything to do with radical obedience. I mean, I'm talking to prophetic people. I'm talking to prophets this morning. I'm talking to mature sons and daughters. There's something that God wants to do in Nashville, something that God wants to do in America. But we've got to be Spirit-led and do things God's way. Hit your neighbor, say, "He's preaching really good already this morning." Anyways, what was I talking about? My son is a car. I tell people jokingly, I say, if you want to be able to tell me and my brother apart, I'm the one that looks more Pakistani. And, I say that because I do look Pakistani. And also because I thought Issachar would be born with dark hair. I thought he would look Pakistani. That's what I was expecting. In the delivery room, I was expecting a fully clothed Pakistani. But he came out, he had blue eyes. You know, he's beautiful, man. He's my 3 a.m. wake-up call. Okay, so I'm getting up to Shadabai at 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? You know how to Shadabai. Come on, if you've been through some warfare, then you know by now how to Shadabai. But it's just this season we're in. God just is teaching me in this season. He's teaching me about love, patience, grace. It's beautiful. And, that's how God sees people that are newly born again in the kingdom. He sees them as a child. He sees them as a potential son, daughter. And it's a process. It's a growing. And I know for me it's been a process in growing in ministry. And the Lord has led us. And we've trusted God and believed God for everything. And we've experienced these seasons of breakthrough, acceleration, favor, and it comes from trusting the Lord. It comes from the secret place. It comes from knowing our Father. Amy and I have been to many nations. We've traveled all over the place, just blown by the wind, blown by the Spirit of God, and we've seen the Lord perform extraordinary miracles in people's lives. Healings, miracles. It's been absolutely amazing. One testimony we often share is a woman that was healed of 8 brain tumors when we were in Milwaukee. She had been recently diagnosed. She was given a week and a half to live. And we prayed for her that afternoon. She went back to the doctor. They did another x-ray. All 8 brain tumors were gone. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And I share that with you to encourage you, to challenge you, to stretch you. Because how many of you know that God wants to use us in healing and miracles? Now more than ever, right? We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need this gospel of power to be demonstrated. in our churches, in our ministries, God wants to use you. And what we've done in the church is like, well, that's for them. You know, that's for that guy with a microphone, or that's for the Benny Hins, or that's for, you know, if you want it bad enough and you're seeking after the Lord in his kingdom with the right heart, God will give you the desires of your heart. God will give you what you're expecting. God will give you what you're asking for. So you may be here this morning, you may be saying, God, I want an upgrade for my ministry. I want that next level. I want to step into the supernatural and greater measure. These things God will give us, it just comes with a cost. Comes with a price. I love listening to Catherine Coleman, because Catherine Coleman says, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. And she talks about the cost. Kingdom's free. It's freely given. But to grow in the kingdom, it's not free. It comes with a cost. It comes with the crushing, the pressing. There's all kinds of hell that you got to go through to step into what God has for you in your destiny. It's not that the Lord allows it to happen to you, but there is a pressing. There's a walking through. There's a battle. How many of you know what I'm talking about this morning? Some of you are like, Jesse, I've been through the battle. I'm going through a battle right now. But the Lord will see you through. He will see you through every season. No matter what it is that you're facing. Just lift your hands this afternoon. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your power in this place. Thank you, Lord, for mantles, anointings, and ministries in this room. Thank you, Lord, for fresh oil. Now, just give God a shout. Come on. Come on, this is going to be good. It's going to get gooder and gooder, as they say in the South. Shikara basata. Come on, we're going to smack this devil in Nashville that just wants to shut everything down. Shut down the prophetic voice. We've got to fight that thing, man. Because the truth is, we can get really good at doing church and doing meetings and conferences without the Holy Spirit. I don't want to ever be comfortable without the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the real thing. I mean, I've just met people that are on platforms and I'm like, who did you manipulate to get here? I'm a prophet. No, you're not. Sit down. Shut up. Go back to your spiritual mama, papa, that put you up here. Anyways. The blood. I plead the blood. Just forget that. Just forget I said that. Just, Lord, cover it in the blood. Okay, we're moving on. Man, we've been all over the place, seeing God move, seeing the power of the Holy Ghost move. It's incredible. It's amazing. And that's what my heart is that we would see a generation of people that move with the spirit of revival, that want to see miracles, that want to preach the gospel, that really want to see people set free. Because we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. We've got methods. We've got ideas about things. But is the Holy Spirit moving? That's where my heart is. And that's what I want to see. After you've seen people set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, you don't want anything else. You just don't want anything else. After you see devils come out of people, and you see tumors dissolve, and you see blindness and deafness healed, you see the impact in people's lives, you don't want anything else. So we only have one life. And we've got to have a hunger for these things, a desire for these things. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's what God wants for you, is for you to step into the supernatural, to walk in the dimension of God's kingdom and speak from the place of the kingdom, that what you're speaking would manifest. It's not just we decree, but it's speaking from the glory. It's speaking from the glory realm, prophesying from the glory that releases something of a manifestation. Somebody say manifestation. God wants to light you up that you would carry manifestation. How do I carry manifestation? You shout by a lot. You shout by and you got to smack devils a lot. You just got to smack them around. In your church, you need to start smacking more devils. Come on. That's a word for somebody. Because the truth is, devils get on people and they start to try to manipulate, and you got to smack them around. Not the person, the devil. The demon. It wants to choke you, stifle you, and you just got to smack it around. It's a lot of fun smacking devils. I love it. I've walked with some really anointed people, really powerful people, and I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. It's not just about gifts. It's not just about gifts. You have to have wisdom. And it's about godly relationships. It is about accountability. Because the truth is, people crash and burn. They're just seeking gifts. They're just running with the anointing. They're running with the oil. They lack wisdom. There's things they were never delivered of. Never delivered from. And the mantle is there, and they're growing in the mantle, and all of a sudden we see this flying, burning kamikaze. It's heartbreaking. It's devastating. But we've got to move on with the cloud. And I don't want to go back to what I was doing before I found Jesus. I don't want to go back to religion. Still want the supernatural. You know, there's people that will tell you, well, brother, it's not about power, it's about wisdom. Well, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So we can't say, the answer is not wisdom without power. The answer is wisdom and power. God wants to use you in both. And God wants you to make impact. To advance his kingdom. But there's people that will tell you it's just about seeking the face of God rather than the hand of God. But I mean, if you really study the Bible, Moses sought the backside of God. So he was really mooned by the Lord. How many know we can seek the face of God and we can have the hand of God? I want to seek the face of God, but I want the hand of God on my life. And to have the hand of God on our lives and ministries is us properly submitting under the hand of God, aligning with the Word of God. Because if we're not aligned to the Word of God, and we're expecting the promises of God to manifest, and it's not happening, we're doing something wrong. We've got to get realigned. We've got to start seeking the backside of God, the hand of God, and the face of God. I'm just messing with you this morning. About the backside of God, I mean. Look at your neighbor again and say, you're somewhere in the future. You look much better than you do right now. Come on, I love Nashville. There's some really powerful people in this room, and we can all glean from each other, learn from each other. It's iron that sharpens iron. It really is. And, you know, you have these young people that are on fire for God, and they're radical, and they're anointed, and they're just irritating. They've got all this zeal. They don't have any knowledge. I just encourage you, be patient with them. Let them grow in the Lord. You know, because that was me. I had a lot of zeal, passion. I had knowledge. It's just, you don't really know what you really know until you've been tested. You know, it's like somebody that's been studying karate for 20 years and they think they know karate, but then they get in a street fight and they get beat up. You know, they didn't really know all that they thought that they knew. So it's about what you have in your heart that really comes out in those moments of pressing and those moments where the enemy is throwing everything at you. You're going to find out what's really in you. And truth be told, we've had such a shaking in the church, such a shaking in America, and we found out we were not ready for the shaking. I've sat with pastors that have told me, you're the last speaker. We're shutting our church down. I've talked to people that the enemy has destroyed their reputation because of sin, bondage. And you can learn from people's mistakes what not to do. I want to be one of those people that has wisdom, power, and character. That's where I'm at in my life. I want the power of God, but I want the wisdom of God. I want to grow in the wisdom of God. And that way I have something to leave others. I can teach others not just power, gifting, anointing, but I can teach them how to move in wisdom. Because Lord knows, you need wisdom. If you're in ministry in 2023, you need wisdom. I mean, there's some people that have tried to give me wisdom. They said, brother, you need wisdom. But it was an earthly, sensual, demonic wisdom that I couldn't receive. You know, they want you to submit under their devils. I'm not doing it. Having too much fun moving and shaking in the glory of God. How many movers and shakers I got in here? Come on, I mean, in a moment, I'm going to roll around on the floor, and you're going to see why I call myself a mover and a shaker. You got to get that shake and bake anointing on you. You know what I'm talking about? You just got to shake and bake. You know, it's like too much thinking. You need to get into the drinking. That's what happens. Just got to shake and bake, baby. Hit somebody, say, it's time to shake and bake. Got to get loose. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sweet baby Jesus. 8 ounce. Hey, I want to share something powerful with you. I'll share something powerful with you. I was in New Hampshire. And during this time, I'd really been seeking the Lord, pressing in. I just said, God, I want to know you. I want to know you. And just, I was doing so much traveling, weekends, powerful meetings, miracles were happening. But I just said, God, I want to know you. I'm pressing in for what you have for me. And I'd go home and I would lock myself in my study, just pray, soak, spend time with the Lord. And I went to New Hampshire. I was ministering there for a weekend. And the pastor brought me to my room and the hotel. He said, tomorrow we're going to go check out George Whitfield's church. And I was like, cool. I'm going to go do that tomorrow. So I get into my hotel and the AC goes out and I'm thinking, I really don't want to deal with this right now. And, you know, just got off the airplane and everything. But I call downstairs. They move me into the room 320. So I got to move everything out of my room into room 320. And I'm thinking in the process of doing this, I'm thinking this could be a God thing. So the next day, the pastor picks me up. He brings me to this church. And he says, I want to show you something really awesome. And it was this place where George Whitfield would pray. And engraved on the stone was Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will enter him and sup with him. I'm sharing this with you because I really believe God is wanting to bring us to a place of depth that we haven't been before. I really believe God wants to bring us to that place of depth. Somebody say depth. There's a whole lot in the church that is not deep. It's surface level. And it's really only the Lord and our relationship with Him that can bring us to that depth. It can't be an impartation. There's not an impartation of depth. We've got to want that, desire that, and seek that. Now, gifts can be imparted. Mantles release anointings. But depth is a whole different deal. So when I was younger, I was seeing the power of God, miracles, people healed. I'm talking about medically verified miracles where people go back to the doctor and they can't find the cancer. They have x-rays, real miracles. And this is what Amy and I were moving in. We were seeing people set free, power of God move. It was awesome. The wow factor really is amazing. But there's this place I came to where, you know, I really don't care if people are impressed. It's not about impressing people. That's not what gifts are for. It's not for showmanship. And there's a place I reached where it was more compassion to see the sick healed than anything else. And the greater miracles started happening. But nobody can impart that to you. That's got to be something you enter into. You've got to desire that, go after that, for God to bring you into that place of depth. I really believe that's where God wants to take us. And, you know, we get comfortable we get comfortable in what we move in and our flow, our grace. We get comfortable. I just love getting around people that were a part of other movements so I can ask them questions so that I can learn and glean and add that to my arsenal. You know, the Word of Faith people live a lot longer than some of the other. There's different streams, different camps. I love all the different streams and camps. It's like the tribes of Israel, each tribe had a strength. And we need each other. And together we're unstoppable. But when the tribes are warring, you know. But I'm just in this place in my life. I'm realizing there's a bigger picture than just me. I love the church. I really do. I love the body of Christ. I love you all. I love being a part of whatever it is that the Lord wants me to be part of. I just serve and honor, and, you know, there's just people you meet that are amazing, amazing people. I meet pastors. I'm like, man, I don't know how you have the patience for this. But they do. They love. They pour out. There's very anointed people. And there's people that can prophesy. My God, it's like when they prophesy, the whole atmosphere just shifts. How do you do that? You know, it's, well, we need each other. We need each other. And so I believe that the Lord wants to do something this season in the cluster. I believe that the Lord wants to bring a unity in Nashville, people together to create clusters. Clusters of the anointing. Cluster outbreaks of God's presence. Different streams and camps coming together. A real honor for each other. Stop trying to change people. We got to honor people for who they are. You know? Something powerful about that. When we just honor people for who they are, what they carry, then we're unstoppable. You know, we're unstoppable because it's not just about theology. I just want to know where your heart is. Right? I want to know where the person's heart is. Why is it that you believe what you believe? What are your convictions? Because the why is important. It's actually more important than just having theology. You know, I mean, because listen, I don't know. People believe all different kinds of things. Post-trib, mid-trib. The zombie apocalypse is coming. I just believe the pan theory. I'm just going to wait and see how this is going to pan out. I'll be in my bunker. Stocking up on beans, bullets, and rice. I'm ready. No Jezebel's taking me out. Feel like I'm at the hill of the Lord. Feel like I'm at the hill of the Lord. Something being cultivated here. It's very special. It's very special. It's a very important time that we're in. And you are more valuable now than you ever have been before. You're more valuable now. More needed now than ever before. You know, the darkness, Jesus said wickedness would increase. So it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better, as they say. The darkness is increasing. The wickedness is increasing. We need Jesus. We need real faith. We need real anointing in our lives. It's the oil that keeps our lamps burning. You know, you're not gonna be upset if people don't see your oil. They're gonna see your oil. There's gonna be need. People are gonna need you because of what you carry. It's what we carry that's important. It's like Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. What we have to minister is Christ. What we have in us is oil. And it's the pressing that brings an oil that keeps the fire burning. And people in darkness can find the light. They can see your oil, your fire burning. And they come to get blessed. Is this good this morning? I'm excited about Jesus. I really am. I'm excited about Jesus. We are on the verge of revival. We're on the verge of outpouring. There's something God wants to do. Something that the Lord is preparing us for. So much greater. It's revival time. Hit your neighbor, say it's revival time. I need to be honest with you. I'm a long-winded preacher. I don't know how to land planes. I just keep circling the runway. Nashville is different. It's different. But it's amazing. I love what the Lord is doing in Nashville. We need more California people in Nashville. We really do, because they're hungry for the glory. All the California people said amen. I think it's the California people that came that just brought something with them. I mean, we're getting an In-N-Out now. We're getting a Dutch Brothers. Things are shifting. Hallelujah. Things are shifting. Hallelujah. Well, just going to throw the notes away because that didn't work this morning. Everywhere I go is different. You know, it's just different places, different people. God moves differently, different climates. But I love seeing the different flows of God's Spirit. I really do. I love the different movements, different flows of God's Spirit. Some people are more seers than Nobby. But man, it's powerful. It's powerful what the Lord is doing because he's merging the streams. Well, stand to your feet this morning. Wow, come on. That's awesome. That's awesome. Come on. Oh, Yeah, we're thank you for bringing that to my attention, Jill. Yeah, we're doing something in our ministry. Are you talking about taking teams out? Yeah, we're taking teams out on the street this season, and we're just hitting the streets in Nashville, going after healing, deliverance. If you want to join us, we'd love that. We also have a mentorship in our academy, Spirit Word Academy, if you want to learn more about the supernatural, the gifts. We're discipling through that, raising up young prophetic voices. That's something powerful that you may want to be a part of. Praise the Lord. Man, it's such an honor to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. And, you know, there's just so many powerful people in this room, friends in this room. And I'm just blessed to be here, honestly. I remember Karen, when I was 12 years old, gave me a word, a prophetic word. And the weight of that word, I remember just being a little young kid, and the weight of that word, I knew that the Lord was in that, and I never forgot that. There, you know, the warfare, the pressing that comes with prophetic words. But how many of you know it's just better to serve Jesus? I'd rather just keep serving Jesus. You know, there's nowhere to go but up, right? There's nothing to go back to. Serving Jesus is, man, greatest life you could live. Well, just lift your hands and decree this with me. Say, I'm an overcomer. Say, I will tread upon the demonic principalities in this region. I will not bow down. I will not back down, because I am victorious. Just give God a mighty shout. Woo! Come on, declare the name of Jesus right now. Shout with me, Jesus! God, wow, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, I prophesy it right now, a corporate anointing that is unstoppable. A banding together. A knitting together of the wineskin. A corporate anointing that is going to pierce darkness. Thank you, Lord, out of this place. Lord, I thank you for fathers in this room that are going to raise up the next breed, raise up the new breed, prophets, miracle workers. Thank you, Father. Just lift your hands one more time. Lord, I thank you for a fresh oil. A fresh oil upon mantles, calls, destinies. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the new wine. The new thing you're doing in the earth right now, Lord. Help us to move with your Spirit, healing through you. In your ministry, healing in greater measure. Father, thank you for healing virtue flowing from your bride, from your body. Healing virtue. Somebody say, God, use me in healing. Wow, wow. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, just a few more moments. Just press in. God's doing something right now. Just press in for a few more moments. Rakatara ba shepere ketele bakaya. Stir us up, Holy Ghost. Stir us up, Holy Ghost. We thank you for revival in our region. We thank you for revival in our region. Spirit of revival. Spirit of burning, come. Somebody's getting healed right now in the right rotator cuff. Right in your right rotator cuff. The Lord is healing right now. Just reach up. Begin to move it. Right rotator cuff is being healed. I tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an ox coming through here. And there's something on your life of apostolic, the ox, the plowing. God is going to do something so powerful through that. He's given you the hammer. You're going to trailblaze like the ox. That's what I'm seeing the Lord doing in your life and ministry. There's a greater that's coming. There's a greater that's coming of the ox and the breaker. And the corporate anointing. I keep coming back to that word ministering here, corporate anointing, because that's what the Lord is wanting to do. That's here. It's already here. But there's something the Lord is wanting to do through that that's very special that has to do with your ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for each one here today, for your presence over them, for fresh oil over them. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, thank you for the encouragement. I'd like to have you guys come up front here and let's pray over and bless you, you and Amy. felt like very strongly the Lord saying that some of us have been, and there's no shame in this, but we felt a shock that's kind of taken us out of sync, out of alignment with all that's going on in the city and around us, and that God, you know, he's so aware, but we want to see so desperately. We're feeling such a desperation for him to move. And I feel like the Lord really wants to encourage you as leaders in the city. He's chosen you to move through. It's not going to be one particular man that we've looked to. It's going to be you. He's already determined that he wants to release what is already deposited there. And I really sense too that he's encouraging us not to be afraid, no matter what we don't understand that's going on around us. And you know, I'm when I saw everything unfold on the TV as I was in San Francisco and just came back last night, I really sensed with a lot of the reaction of people that they were just so afraid. Now, it's been under the surface all along. It just kind of manifested. That's all it did. But there was a spirit that wanted to grip the city in fear. And then when that city worshiped there in front of the Capitol and broke that off through worship and prayer, I sensed that thing really lost its grip. But, you know, these things come. We're mortal and we have emotions and our soul. Our soul gates need to be cleansed of all the things around us. I just have to get in his lap and have a papa hug. I just know, hey, I know you said it's going to be okay. And it's so wonderful when he just embraces us to that papa hug. You say, hey, this is not something I don't see and I'm not aware of. So I felt like the Lord really wanted to say, to encourage all those in leadership, you may sometimes not think you know what to say to people. You know, when they come to you, right, they're asking, for a little encouragement. Maybe they just need a papa hug for one thing. And you don't want to say anything. But the Lord will give you in that moment exactly what to say. Maybe don't expand on it. Don't, start a sermon. Just say the one thing He gave you. And then that meaningful embrace. It's going to be okay. I'm in you. You're in me. We are one. And it's going to be okay. That's a prayer that I pray a lot. And it puts things back into alignment again. Now, these two that are here that we want to pray over, again, from those that might have come in late, I'm seeing God shift something in the last few months where we are intentional to honor those He's raising up or has raised up. That maybe the city of Nashville doesn't know who they are. But we're going to say, as gatekeepers, we welcome you to the city, even though you've been here a long time. But we welcome you to take your place at the wall. And as you grow and learn and follow through with the command of the Lord on your lives, there'll be so much more fruit than you even could possibly imagine. And we need these young leaders, these young prophets and teachers, and there's a lot of them here today. I want to bless you, Roddy, for your faithfulness all these years, my friend. And your papa there who, you know, let's face it, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Look at those two rednecks back there. And I just love the faithfulness of one father poured into a son where you've touched so many young people in this city. You see, that's just one example is what I'm trying to say. And Papa Don over there with all the young lads that you're taking care of there at Melchizedek, bless you, my friend, for being faithful to instruct them in the way. See, when you and I are gone, we don't have to worry about where it's going. They've been tested and tried. They're faithful men. And they're not men of duplicity or compromise. He says, that's what we want to leave here. Isn't that right? And I'm grateful for this team here that supports WCA. Karen Johnson, amazing teacher, prophet in the area. Mark Lancaster, I don't know who you wouldn't open the door to. You open the door to everyone. What a heart for the city. I honor you, brother. You mean so much to me. Because you're setting an example for others to follow who have been afraid to open their doors. Well, they might get the place dirty. We have to clean up. Yeah, well, come on in. And I don't know if he's still here. He might have left. Yeah, Phil Dillingham. Are you here? Oh, he went that way. Okay. So Phil, what a master of connection and fathering this man represents. And he has someone he has to go minister to. That's just where it's at. Would you extend your hands? And we're going to ask if you have words to bless these. Would you come in front of the podium here? And there might be others that want. And we really intentionally want to welcome them to the city. Even now, we want to intentionally bless what we see God doing in their lives. Can you imagine where Jesse and Amy will be 10 years from now? As God is tempering them and working through their lives, the stories that they'll have to tell. We believe in you both. We believe in you. We trust that what God is doing in you will be perfected. And where you are right now is only a stepping stone into what He has next. Oh my gosh, what I see Him doing with you next because of your willing heart. A young man who's already written two books, who's traveled the world, who's training others. He didn't say, well, I'll wait until someone comes along and commissions me, or wait until someone comes along and says, you're ready. He did what the Lord led him to do. And I think it's a wonderful template and testimony of those who God is raising up to make an impact on their generation and those to come. And so right now, Lord, we bless them. We welcome them as gatekeepers into this house, but we welcome you into the fullness of where God is placing you in our midst. You carry a part. Everyone here does. But we thank you so much, Lord, for their obedience. I haven't known them well. I know about them, but I've not seen anything that was duplicit. I've not seen anything that I felt, well, that needs to be pulled down. They're teachable, and that speaks a lot. We've got to be teachable. Because we don't know it all, as was said today. We bless you and receive you in the Father's embrace.
So Jesse and Amy, when this word's being spoken, it may seem like I'm just giving it to Jesse, but you're one. And I'm going to try to unpack this word because it came in my spirit for you. Remember when God said in Deuteronomy 18, he said to Moses, God would raise up a prophet like him. He's talking about Jesus. So I'm just going to go backwards here because the Spirit of the Lord, this room knows from listening to you today the gravity within you. And I have known you for a long time, and your brother and your father, and I'm really amazed at the depth that is in you and the maturity. So we're in a Passover season, and God used Moses, and the Lord wants me to tell you that the anointing that was upon Moses is coming upon you. This is a heavy anointing you're being prepared for. You're really way beyond your years in your maturity, and time is short, so you're not 80 years old, and you're able to hold this now. But after the Passover, when they went through the Passover, Moses led them to a place called Etham. And Etham in Hebrew, in the roots, means you. So you're going to lead people as you're leading forth the people. It's not just that the ministry where you are in Tennessee, but it will be global. You're actually going to lead people to themselves. And they went through the Red Sea. They saw the miracle of miracles. But after the miracle, God had Moses lead them to bitter waters. He was leading them exactly where God told him, and they turned on him. And the Lord's saying right now, there's an anointing coming on both of you. You are never going to fear the reproach of men because you are leading people exactly where they need to be led. You are going to continue to operate in miracles, signs and wonders, but the greatest miracle is going to be is this. You're going to lead people exactly where God tells you to lead them. And Moses led them to bitter waters, but God never told them to drink bitter waters. Really, the tree had to be thrown in the water, and that tree is a picture of the Messiah. So it's miracle water, but they have to get to a place to face that bitterness. And there's a real healing and deliverance anointing. You're not going to do things that are popular. You're really going to continue to lead people and even other leaders into all these strategic places so they can find out what is inside of them. And God will prove them and continually show them what's in their heart. So last thing here, because it is a weighty word. Like, will you receive a fresh mantle today in front of the fathers? And Jerry is one of the main fathers in this city. And as I finish it, Jerry, I do want to ask you to just anoint him with oil. Because if you say yes to this, you're going to change the destiny and course of this globe. And you already know that all you want to do is follow the instructions of the Lord. But remember the woman at the well. Jesus said, if you'll drink this water. Okay, that was fresh, clear water. That's the Messiah. But the moment she drank the water, she was able to face the fact she had five husbands, that she kept going out to the well because she's in shame, and that cycle was broken. So you're going to be a cycle breaker. So please receive this at the Passover season. You are right in line. And you're going to a higher place even today, promotion. Jerry, do you mind if I ask your pastor to come up here?
Yes, Carl.
Carl, can you come? Because God wants you to pray for him and seal this father anointing. And as I said, Amy, you're not left out of this. You all are one. So Jesse, do you receive what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you're not into the fads and you're not into the stuff. you're really into the wisdom of God, and this is a heavy mantle, and I'm shaking. Because when you say yes, everything's going to change. But God is your protector, and he's going to give you your errands. He is going to give you the elders that, remember, Jethro told him, you got to appoint the right men to be with you. You will have, this is higher than Columbia, wherever you live. It is global. So you got the city father. And Pastor Coral, you could please.
Well, thank you, Lord. So yes, Lord, we agree as fathers and mothers of the city, as leaders, as those that lead in this region. Right now, we just seal your father's blessing over this couple for the thing you've built in them to do. Even as that word was being given, I saw that you guys were receiving the king's signet ring, the king's ring. So, Lord, we just bless what you have in their scroll that's unfolding them before them, and that yet they know it's your hand. Jess and Amy, both, this idea of being hidden and humbled and hidden, that word kept coming as you were sharing. You're not full of yourselves. And Papa says, I can use this. I can use this. And just stay in that place where you're under the covering of my wing, and I'll continue to do things you have never even imagined, even though I've already shown you great things. And you'll enjoy what I'm going to release in these days. So, Father, we seal this Father's blessing and this kingdom blessing with your ring in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesse, you came to mind to me 3 or 4 times yesterday afternoon, last night, and I kept praying for you. I kept pushing the warfare back. And while you were speaking, I saw just like thin ropes, almost like string, just wrapped all around, all over you. And I felt like it was probably witchcraft prayer. And, well, let me just pray. Lord, we break off all manner of witchcraft prayer off you both. That comes from true witches, and also the prayer that comes from people that just don't pray rightly. They pray out of a spirit of control. And so today we loose you from all of that witchcraft, all of that things that would try and compromise you. And you're walking in the anointing, but we declare you will be free and that this will be broken off of you today. And I call into, for the both of you, true intercessors. And what I hear are river intercessors. You need river intercessors, those that know how to play in the river and go and find the deep things of God. We call those in, and we call for structure and leadership over that intercessory team. And yesterday when I was praying for you, I feel like the Lord was saying too that you have treasures within you, that there are treasures in you that have not been unlocked yet. So we call those treasures forth now in the name of Jesus. In the timing of the Lord, that every valuable thing he has put in you, it will be released in both of you. And I also saw when the glory started coming in, I saw you had, I'm trying to think of the words, breaking up concrete, jackhammer, that's it. And you were just going after it. You were not letting it go. And this was a high-powered jackhammer. So, Lord, we just pray over our brother, that he will break up the hard ground. Wherever you send him, we thank you he is steadfast. He will not be compromised, and that he carries that anointing of the Lord. And we welcome it today. We say, come and break up the hard ground in all of us, but especially the church. And Amy, when I came up and touched you, I felt like the Lord said to anoint your feet. Your feet are going to take you some places other people's feet don't go. You are a trailblazer in the Lord. So today, anoint your feet with the giftings and callings of a trailblazer, a woman who will not give up, but a woman who will disciple others, a woman who will press in And I call forth an increase in the seer anointing on you. Increase, 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 increase. You are your husband's chief intercessor. And even where you're at home as a mama taking care of that baby, the Lord's going to speak to you. He's going to show you things that nobody else will see. Nobody else has the heart connect that you do. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen that and encourage Amy today especially. And, Lord, we ask you to show her the signpost of that trail that you have in front of her feet and that she will not be deterred. In Jesus' name today.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Father God, Lord, we just thank you so much for Jesse and Amy. Lord, and little Issachar. Lord, we just honor this family in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the words that were deposited into every heart and every mind here. May it bring forth a harvest. And Father, your word says that he who refreshes others will themselves be refreshed. Lord, we just declare refreshment over this family in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that even during this time and this season, there's this loosening and opportunity for you guys to really enjoy the ride. Because God is bringing about greater kingdom connections. And with the two of you, as you abide in that secret place, he's not only going to nourish you, but this is a time of greater joy, even between the two of you and Issachar. You are going to be fully present in every moment. Lord, I thank you that you are bringing about greater kingdom connectivity that is going to be mutually beneficial. It's going to be a season of joy. We just declare that there's a lightening of the load in Jesus' name, an increase of joy, an increase of joy in your household and in your ministry. And so, Father, we just thank you for the changing of the seasons and the joy that you are bringing them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mark, when you started to pray, I saw this green money falling down from heaven.
Green money.
Come on. Come on.
Well, I appreciate you guys being willing to receive this. He came back again. Resilience is an angel that was standing behind you while we prayed. He clearly said, I will make sure that they finish the race well. He's been assigned to you, as some of us here. Resilience is always ready when we slip, to make sure we don't fall. And I sense he also wanted to extend the same grace to many of us here in this room, all of you who have at times wondered, can I go on? But he says, I'm giving you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the confidence. I will never, Jesus said, leave or forsake you. So we know that's there, but he sends helpers. And you can use a few, right? God bless you all for coming and honoring this precious couple. Wow. So glad I flew back. I didn't want to miss this. God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank all of you for coming. And come and make sure you say hello to them.